Our scripture reading today is Hebrews 4, 1 through 13, the rest that God promised. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest is still open, let us take care that none of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For indeed, the good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we have believed we are entering that rest, just as God has said, as in my anger I swore, they shall not enter my rest. Though his works were finished since the foundation of the world, and for somewhere it speaks about the seventh day as follows, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this place it says, they shall not enter my rest, since therefore, it remains open for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience. Again, he sets a certain day, today, saying that through David, much later, in the words already quoted, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not speak later about another day. So then the Sabbath, a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God. And for those who enter God's rest also rest from their labors as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one may fall through such disobedience as theirs. Indeed, the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joint from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him, no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one of whom we must render an account. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.